Justin Fluquithy joined by Coach Brooks Barta. It's week three of our Holton Locker Room Chat. The Wildcats 1-1 on the season with an impressive win. Home opener against Riley County. Holton wins at 47-36. Never trailed in the game and kind of kept them at arm's length for the most part through the second half, Coach. But let's start with the offense because that was certainly the bright spot. Over 560 yards of offense. A lot of that rushing, of course. Three different guys over 120 yards on the night. So you had to be pretty pleased just the way your team moved the ball overall.
Yeah, I thought we had a lot of balance in our running game. And, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on our offensive line and playing better and getting off the ball and beating people off the ball. And I thought they did that all night. And it let our running backs get downhill. And I thought they ran physical and made a lot of good decisions.
Certainly kind of minimize the mistakes this week, you know, no turnovers. That's obviously key. And I was going to ask you about, you know, special teams a little bit. You know, you've had some success going for two-point conversions. Of course, Corbin hits a 25-yard field goal to give you a 17-14 lead, so he's a weapon as well. But what about the development of special teams and I guess how it's kind of turned out that you've been trying a few more two-point conversions this year?
Well, we think we have the, you know, the advantage maybe of playing pretty well offense and going for two. There'll be a point where we go back to 1 point. Sometimes it's just a chance to work on that. And we had an injury with our holder this week. So we, you know, our holder came in, did an amazing job. I think he practiced three holds. Siegenhagen did this week and did a nice job on a kind of a bad snap on the field goal. So, and then our kicking game, I think we still have a lot in our coverage and return game to improve on, and it comes down to time, and we're going to have to put some more time into that.
Andrew Shoup over 170 yards rushing. Alec Frazier, another 130-plus yard night for him. And Kel Frazier breaks one free at the end, the fullback, to go over 120 yards rushing as well. You talked about how happy you were with the balance and the improvement of the offensive line, but seemed like your running backs were doing a good job maybe, you know, getting yards after contact a little bit more as well on Friday.
Yeah, I thought they ran downhill much better, and that had a lot to do with what our offensive line did, but they're all big, strong backs, and we haven't really had that for a while where we have, you know, kind of guys that can do everything. So you just, you know, wherever we think we can get the yards, whoever shows up gets the opportunity.
So what about the defense? I mean, I was impressed with Riley County. Their quarterback threw it well. They, you know, threw for quite a bit of yards and scored quite a few points. How did you kind of assess and look back and grade out the defense after week two?
Well, I think you have to give them credit. They didn't turn the ball over. They didn't put themselves in a third and second long position with penalties. And then they made some really nice catches and throws where I thought we had them under coverage. So I think give them credit for what they did on offense. However, at the same time, we have not spent enough time on playing with leverage in our rush game. We let him out of the pocket several times, and when people spread the field like that, your secondary and your backers have to leverage certain parts of the field to put them in position to make plays. So because of those two things, we gave up some big plays that I thought hurt us. And we'll have to continue to work on tackling as well. But, you know, there's so many things we can do better. We would have been in a much better situation with good leverage.
And probably won't see, you know, many other teams throwing for over 25 times in a game like you did, but it was certainly good to have that experience and for the defense to work in some of those conditions. And now know going forward, you know, some of the keys if that type of matchup would incur. This week, Holton's matchup is home. Another Big East game. It's rival Royal Valley. And we'll talk about the matchup in week three with the Panthers right after this break. Justin Fluquithy with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta, talking Holton football, week three against Royal Valley, a Panther team like yourselves that's 1-1, and the final score I know last week a little bit deceiving with a couple late pick sixes that the Panthers threw against Jeff West, but I feel like we kind of said the same thing last year. This is a Royal Valley team that's made a lot of improvements over the last few years, a team that wants to be physical and looks like a pretty formidable opponent again for you here, Coach.
Yeah, they're one of the reasons we put a lot of time into our run game, and we're probably a little behind in our pass game defensively because early in the season we're going to see some really good run teams, and they're going to get off the ball, and they're going to do pretty similar stuff to what we do and try to control. You know, the hard thing is get the ball out of their hands. They do a nice job controlling the football.
obviously, yeah, a lot of similarities as you kind of talk about in this matchup, and I don't think anyone doubts that it's not going to be a 2-hour and 50-minute game again this week, but it would seem like, I guess, one of those games that the turnovers, the mistakes, the penalties are probably a huge part of this Week 3 matchup.
Yeah, it will be field position, and penalties give both teams problems, and turnovers give everybody problems, but it's going to come down to consistency and playing four quarters of football for us.
What stands out to you about this Roll Valley team, being able to watch them now a couple games on film? I mean, what causes the most concern when you watch the Panthers?
Well, they have an experienced backfield, and they're athletic in their backfield, and I think they have a developing offensive line. They lost some linemen last year, so we know they're going to be a better football team this week than they were last week.
Sounds like you'll be without Caden Gale again this week, but on the injury front, everybody else okay? Are you starting to feel a little bit more? It seemed like I looked out there on the field quite a few times, and there was a lot of sophomores. We talked about some of them, and one of your leading tacklers was Grant Warner. You're playing some linemen. Even Michael Wilcott got a lot of snaps on the defensive line. Cannon Segenhagen, I thought, has been terrific at fielding punts, and as you mentioned, was the holder last week as well. Are you starting to get more confidence and see more from some of the sophomores and backup guys?
Well, we don't have a lot of upperclassmen to begin with, so our sophomores are going to have to contribute this year, and I think they're doing a good job filling some of the holes and resting some of our older guys, and then they're making plays, so we like to see that.
Anything else this week that you're spending a little extra time on internally, just that you feel like you need to really kind of try to shore up here going into Week 3 from your team?
Well, obviously, with this week, we need to continue to improve on our offensive and defensive front, and I think we will. So it's going to be another physical week of practice. And then, the next 2 weeks, we've got to kind of flip the switch, and we'll be back to more spread passing games. So this is our last week. It was really physical, grinded-out football all night long.
Perry and Jeff West on the horizon, but it's Royal Valley this week and Holton's Week 3 matchup versus the Panthers. Best of luck in the game, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Brooks Barta, head man for the Wildcats. The Holton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Community Healthcare System, by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, and by Medical Pharmacy.